WRWB 49, we're standing by. WRWB 49, calling WSHF 567, Delta Sim. WSHM 738, you out there. WSBQ 996, you out there this morning. No, negative copy on either. WRWB 49 will be standing by. WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
Morning, Mike. WSBQ 754.
What's going on there, Charlie?
Well, just another Monday. See, we're getting a little rain today. I was just thinking we need some rain.
Yeah, we need rain. Look at all the rain we had over the weekend.
Yeah, man, I got flooded, man. Flooded. Remember the other day, a week or two ago, we were talking about refrigerators?
Yeah, what about it? Yours clonked out?
Yeah, I had to go buy one yesterday. Let's not talk about that stuff anymore.
At least if something happens to the one in my house, I have an extra one out in the garage. Just in case, you know. I have it, you know, I use it for, you know, whatever, but, yeah, I got an extra one.
Yeah, man, I got home from work the other day. Well, Wednesday, I took Thursday off, so got on Wednesday, man, and I was smelling something, like, what in the hell? You know, I look in the refrigerator, and my wife had made some deviled eggs. Why, I don't know. I mean, we normally don't have those except for, you know, a holiday or whatever, not even Easter, but so I pulled them out, and it's like, man, they don't look that good, so I tossed them. The smell wouldn't go away. It's like, what in the hell is going on here? What, you know, it's like something died, man. And Saturday, my wife's like, you know, this freezer ain't working. She said, everything in there is defrosting. I'm like, what? Sure enough, man, we're checking. It's just going soft in there. What the heck, man? So, yeah, it finally did the deal, man. It's 26 years old, so it's about ready to go anyway. So I had to go buy a refrigerator yesterday and get that in.
That's crazy. You know, my dad's got a, he bought it when we got it from somebody when he was in his 20s, but it's a 1954 Calvinator, and it still runs. Believe it or not.
Oh, that's when they built stuff to last. You know, this thing was new when we bought the house. It came with the house brand new. So we've been there almost 26 years. It'll be 26 years in August, September, something like that. So, yeah, I mean, it lasted that long. So, we went and bought one yesterday, and this coming weekend, I'm going to go buy a new washer and dryer. I've repaired those enough times, and I'm thinking, you know what? I think this is year it's going to be all new appliances. So, this coming weekend, I'm going to get her a new washer and dryer. Weekend after that, I'm going to get her a dishwasher, and then schedule with my son-in-law to help me out with a hot water tank and get everything done.
If your washer and dryer aren't broke, you know, don't fix it.
It's time. I put a new coupler in it, the transmission coupler in the washer, but there's times where you got to re-spin everything because it didn't spin out good enough. And the dryer, the pulleys and all that are making noise, and I put a new belt on it, and it's just time, man. This stuff's kind of old and used up. So I'm just going to go ahead and replace. I want to get everything done so when I do retire, everything will be in new condition. I ain't got to worry about it.
Yeah, I hear you, man. Yeah, my dryer, the only thing I ever had to do with it was replace the belt, vacuum it out, just pull the electric Maytag. It's about, what, 45 years old? Something like that.
Yeah, I've replaced the fuse and I think the gas regulator on mine. I've done several repairs on this thing, and I'm just to the point where, you know what, it's time. Just buy them new, be done with it.
Yep, I hear you, man. Yeah, they don't build things to last anymore, I tell you. But like I said, that Calvinator, it's never been recharged. And it still runs. The compressor, you know, it's don't make no noise or nothing.
Now, like I said, that's when they were built to last. Heck, I remember on the old Ford cars, man, they had those York AC compressors. Everything in the world would blow up before a York AC compressor would, man. Things would just run and run and run. But yeah, it's time. And then, you know, like the hot water tank, you know, the showers are getting shorter and shorter before you run out of hot water. So, and it was new when we bought the house, so there's another 26-year-old appliance. The dishwasher, it's been there since we bought the house, so it's just time, man.
Yep, I got you, man.
It was nice to have a four-day weekend. I'm thinking about doing it again this weekend. We're off on Friday, scheduled off. We had Good Friday off last week. This is our normal Friday off, so I'm thinking about doing that four-day weekend again.
Well, there you go. Yeah, take it personal.
Yeah, we're slow down here right now for the next month and a half. We're going to be a little slow, so. And I'm sitting on a whole bunch of time, so I might as well use some of it.
No, I hear you. I did get your text over the weekend. So you're saying you can hear us, it's just hard to get in?
Yeah, I got it totally unsquelched. Just even hear that I'm tripping it, so it's not even worth trying to have a conversation on it, because if I can barely hear it, I'm sure it can barely hear me, so I ain't going to try and get into it from up there if it's just going to be noisy.
Yeah. It's weird, though, because at times you'll hear people from, like, the thumb, like, further up, and they sometimes get in.
Well, I looked up where this repeater is, and I know where it's at now. And I did a line of sight map from my house to it, and there's an absolute clear line of sight going by the height of the building and the height of my antenna. And so there's no real, like we were talking about that dump, you know, with that big hill. That's actually to the west of the line of sight from it, but I just can't make it. I mean, it's not even that far either, man, like 40 miles maybe.
Yeah, that's not, you know, incredibly far, but I wonder what.
Yeah, I don't know. It is what it is, man. I know that they still list a machine in Richmond, but I don't know if and when that's ever going to go up. And then if it is, whether it'll be linked in or not, I don't know. We'll see. No big deal.
Yep, I hear you, man. Yeah. But yeah, it's just weird how sometimes you'll hear people from, like, Brown City come in.
Well, it's part of the game. All right, it's already 46, man, so I'm going to go ahead and make my coffee. And they had a problem on Thursday with one of my machines. I got to reline something up for them. The night guy on Wednesday, he did a move on it, and he didn't do it right and moved it way out, and they don't know how to line this thing back up, so I got to get it lined back up. I told him I'd come down Thursday and do it. It wouldn't take, but take me longer to drive down and back than it would be to fix it, and then they could run it all day and the night, but they said, don't worry about it. Fix it Monday, so here it is Monday.
Oh, my Lord. Huh. What are they going to do when you retire?
I don't know, man, but I can't wait for that day to find out. They'll be calling me every day, man. The boss kept telling me, man, he says, we'll put you on part-time if you want, you know, a couple days a week. Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know. Anyway, no big thing. I'll catch you this afternoon, Mike. WSBT 754. Have a good day.
All right, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Good morning, WSIA 333.
Good morning, Air 333. This is 848 over here in Martindale. Good morning.
Pretty good on my way to work this morning. Traffic's fairly light, as of right now anyway.
Copy. We got a job. We're doing a water main job down here in the city of Martindale, and I came down 23 to 96 to Detroit, and 23 was getting a lot of snow, but once you got on 96, it was all dry roads all the way down here. But this is a wide awakening, you know, the weather-wise.
Absolutely. I'm down here on 94 ahead of east, and it's dry. There's no kind of snow or anything, so I'm a little surprised to hear snow on 23.
Well, it's coming down pretty good. I mean, it was like almost like whiteout conditions, but it was melting as soon as it was hitting the road, but it was just enough to make everything a little bit slick, but, you know, hopefully we won't have to deal with that for too long. It's a higher altitude, too. I think it's like probably 1,100 feet above sea level there where I was at.
Roger that. I just didn't know that it was in the forecast, but that's, you know, quite a bit further north than what I am, so.
See that, I'll be down here the most of the day. We're going to be wrapping this up pretty soon, so I can go on to bigger and better things here in the construction world. So, hey, we're going to let you go. This is Whiskey Sierra Echo Alpha 848, and we're kind of around the partial area. So we're down here for business, so you have a great day, and we'll be clear on your final.
Copy that. Have a great day, and stay safe.
WRWB 49, and we're standing by.
That's you, Mike.
Hey, what's going on, John?
Oh, nothing much. Just got off of work.
Heading off for my next assignment here.
Well, there you go. Yeah, today was, we get the Easter Monday off, but I signed up to work it. So it was double time plus an extra personal day, so could have taken the 8 hours holiday pay plus double time pay for the hours of work, but I need this Saturday off. So if they call 100% for this coming Saturday, I won't have to work it, and I'll still get paid.
There you go. I think you must be going to a swap.
Yeah, between Cleveland and Akron.
Man, I didn't think my intuition was that good.
Well, it ain't hard to figure out what I'm doing.
The next swap I'll go to is that one that's coming up, you know, in one in Monroe. I like going to that one.
Oh, Monroe is my third favorite swap. You know, Dayton, Findlay, and Monroe.
Monroe, I mean, it's still pretty big, I guess. I mean, it's not as big as it used to be. I remember going there like 20 years ago, and they had every building practically built, plus the outside grounds, you know?
Yeah, you know, I used to bring my canopies and set up tables outside, but if I got to take the canopies and tables, that's less radio equipment I can haul, so I just got my tables inside.
I hear you. Well, whoever is traveling westbound, it's back up all the way from the 236 to, Hall Road at least, if not more.
Well, I'll be heading eastbound here in a minute.
Found it is a parking lot.
What eastbound is?
Westbound is, that's the eastbound, no, westbound's a parking lot. All the way from the 236 up to at least 23 miles, the 243.
Yeah, okay. Well, good thing I'm not going that far. I'll never see it.
Doing some, like, patchwork, so instead of just, you know, opening up one lane, now they have it all shut down, right, so they can patch it. And then of course, when they're done with that hole, they move on to the next one, but they're going, like, 5 miles an hour. Meanwhile, you got all this traffic merging on westbound.
Yep, springtime's always rough. They're patching all the potholes that popped out. So, yeah, well. Well, I'm going to try and hightail it home and straighten out some more stuff in my little radio space there. Shack straightened around and stuff put away. Still trying to make some sense of things. I got that workbench set up now. I got the Harbor Freight put that little black workbench. It's 4 foot, you know, 2 foot deep by 4 foot wide. Got two drawers and a shelf underneath. Got the pegboard and a little shelf up top with a little light underneath it. So I got that all put together and got that for my test bench so I can check out all the radio gear that I'm taking to the swaps to sell.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah, you said it had like pegboard and lights and all that goodies. You got spots to hang up all your microphones, you know?
I guess my radio must have quit transmitting again.
Well, yeah, I don't know. It didn't sound like it.
Well, I was still talking, and when I unkeyed, you were talking, so it must have stopped, and you started talking. So I got the entrance ramp to the freeway is shut down, so I got to detour to the next one.
Yeah, hooray, hurrah, right? Oh, man. Yep. Welcome to Pier, Michigan. You know, this radio here I talk on does it too sometimes. Even with the fan, you know, running full bore while I'm keyed up, it sometimes it does that for some reason. I have no idea.
Must be this cheap Chinese junk. There might be a timeout timer that's set way too short.
Because it's
happened to me before, and that it wasn't because of a timeout timer. I think it's just the radio itself, you know, if it gets too warm, it does that. Unless you're saying a timeout timer on your radio personally.
I'll have to go in the menu and make sure that that's turned off.
I don't have a timeout timer. Or it does, I just don't have it set. That's when one day it got so warm that it shut itself off or unkeyed, and then it went into low power mode. That was you that keyed up. I didn't hear what you said. I had some local traffic here.
Going through the menu to see if I could find the timeout timer. I didn't, and then I had a drive, so it's kind of hard to scroll and drive.
It's abbreviated to what, TOT?
Yeah, it should be. That's what I would expect it to be.
Does it have a thermal fan on the back of it or no? Heat up for a second and then unkeyed. Oh, I think I lost you.
No, I just found the timeout timer, but I didn't get a chance to change it. It's set for 60 seconds.
Gotcha. No, I was asking if your radio has a fan on the back. This one's got a built-in like thermal fan. You know, when you key up, it speeds up, and then when you unkey it, it winds down.
Because they build in so many features into these radios that, you know, you can't figure it all out. You can't remember everything that it does.
That is true, you know.
Next thing you know, I'm going to be going back to a flip phone.
Some of those new flip phones they have now are pretty, for what they are, they got a lot of features. You can watch YouTube on it. You can do almost the same features as if you were to use a smartphone.
That defeats the point of going back to a flip phone.
All the creature comforts, you know, as far as like the aesthetics of a flip phone, with the option of, you know, going on YouTube and doing other things along with it. So it's not like you're carrying around this big brick, you know, or 7-inch screen.
Yeah, some of these phones are like, you know, you feel like you're putting a tablet up to your ear.
Right, you know. Yeah, mine's kind of like that.
Yeah, my phone's fairly big. It's not huge, but it's fairly big. And it doesn't do me any good because I still need to put my glasses on to see anything on it.
I liked years ago was the Motorola Jobman, you know, I don't remember, but it was yellow and black. You know, you could throw that thing up against the wall and it wouldn't break. And it was indestructible. But, of course, you know, Sprint bought Nextel, they dismantled the IBEN network.
Well, I got Motorola. I can't do an iPhone. I just can't get used to you know, operations of an iPhone.
I'm with you on that, too. You know, Gene and Paul, man, you know, they
they got their iPhones and they swear by them. I just don't like their operating system. It's just weird. Maybe it's because I'm not familiarized with it, but I mean, it, to me, it just seems more complicated than a, you know, Android system.
Yeah, I've pretty much been a Motorola phone guy, you know, since, you know, well, forever. We've got Samsung phones in the trucks, and I'm not crazy about the Samsung phones. I did have a Samsung friend of my phone crapped out on me, and a friend of mine had given me a Samsung, and I was going to use that for a little while, but it's like I couldn't wait to get rid of it. It was the one that had the rolled edges on the screen. And every time I was holding onto the phone, I would be touching something on the side of the phone.
Yeah, I gotcha. I remember that phone. I don't think they make that phone anymore.
Oh, there's plenty of people that came up with, you know, phones that have the rolled edges like that. But that was called the Galaxy Edge. That's what that was called. And that screen kind of curved around the edges. And every time I was trying to hold the phone, I was touching something on the edges of it. So I couldn't stand that.
Right, right. Now I get you. I just got a cheap, simple smartphone that does me okay. And yeah, I don't need nothing fancy.
Yeah, you know, the whole menu system and stuff on the Galaxies is different. So I like what I got. I'm used to it. I'll stick with another Motorola for the next phone I get. And generally, I get a new phone when the battery takes a dump on the phone that I currently have. So when the battery's shot and won't hold a charge and I'm charging it three times a day, you know, then it's time for a new phone. Right now, I'm only up to twice a day I charge it.
I counted that. A lot of these new phones, you can't even change the battery out. It's all integrated with the phone.
Yeah, unless you know the secret to break the case apart and all that stuff, which I don't. But, yep. I remember when I had my StarTAC. You know, it's the same phones that Frasier and his brother had on the TV show. And then they came out with a digital StarTAC. Those had batteries. You could swap the batteries out on those, and then they had that piggyback battery. I had two batteries plus the piggyback one for my StarTAC phones.
I had one of those too myself. Mine was a, had one of those LCD displays. Not the LED one, but the LCD one.
Yeah, that was already into the digital StarTAC. That's when he went to the digital cell system.
I've also had, you know, many of brick phones, you know, like the Nokia brick phones. That I had an old Philips Civ. That thing looked like a giant, you know, Mitsubishi TV remote.
Yeah, I remember when, you know, the cell phones were basically car phones or bag phones. And they came out with that first, and I think it was a Motorola. It was like literally about the size of a brick. It was not quite as thick, you know, width-wise. But it was, God, the thing had to be at least 4 inches from the face of the phone to the back of the phone, and it was only about maybe 2 inches wide and maybe about 6 inches tall, and it had the rubber duck, you know, out the top of it. It was a big brick phone.
There's a lot of companies that made, you know, bag phones and car phones. You had Alpine, Motorola, I mean, you name it. A lot of them had the
the window mount.
Yep. Well, Mike, I'm just pulling in the gas station over here, so let me let you go. I will catch up with you a little later.
All right, we'll talk to you later. I'm heading to work here. So this is WRWB 49. We'll be clear.
All right, we'll catch up with you. Just pulling up to the pump. WRUZ 935.
WSEU 202 mobile.
WSLZ 658 monitoring. Whiskey Scott Lima Victor 658.
This is WSET 257, I'll be mobile and monitoring.
WSIK 829 with me.
Good afternoon, WSMF 1, Chris, hearing your transition. How's my transition over here?
I'm sorry, I heard somebody come back to me, but I had a car go by, so I couldn't make out what they were saying. This is WSIK 829.
Sorry about that. This is WSMF. Of the repeater.
I got a copy on you, but you're just making it in. I can hear you, but there's a lot of baking from it.
Thank you for letting me know. Closer to the... This is WSMF 861.
861, I caught you that time. Much of the improvement. So whatever you did, I think that's your job.
WRWB 49 and we're standing by. Negative copy on WSBT 754. WRWB 49.
WSBT 754.
Another Shelley, WRWB 49.
Doing that going home thing, man. Get the heck out of town.
A lot of rain today, and a little snow mixed in with it.
Oh, hey, why not, you know? Oh, man. Won't be long.
Nope, won't be long, that's for sure. Yeah, I see, I heard the sirens go off for a minute up this way.
Yeah, I saw it was dark out that way. If you're at where I think you were, it was looking pretty dark from the shop there about 2:30.
It was. I mean, it was pretty dark. Then I heard the sirens, and I'm like, oh. But there was no high winds or nothing, so I don't know.
I just came through Silk Road Curves, and it's looking like it's pouring rain here ahead of me, and it's starting to rain pretty good now.
Steady over here by the bay, but it's not like pouring or nothing.
Yeah, it's not coming down hard, but it's trying to. At least it ain't snow. It's 43 degrees, I'll take it.
When you get up this way a little bit, there's a little bit of snow on the grass mixed in with the rain, but not much.
Yeah, well, I guess it's to be expected. Just never going to be happy until it's 80 and sunshine.
Yep, pretty much. And don't forget to watch that Michigan game tonight. You know, they play the do or die game.
Oh, I'll probably be sound asleep in my chair by that time. What time does it start, like 7:30?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Oh, I bet this guy on a motorcycle is wishing he drove his truck in today.
Why would you want to drive your motorcycle out in this time of year anyway? It wasn't even that warm this morning when I got up.
You probably didn't check the weather map. I saw one last week on the way home, man. It was pouring rain. He was doing about 40 mile an hour, praying to God it didn't slip out from underneath him.
People want to try and be like Evel Knievel.
No, he's transporting everything, but still, man, it's got to be cold.
I'm good on that.
I think I told you a while back I was going to get my dad's old motorcycle. He's got a, I think it's a 95 Goldwing Aspen Cage Special Edition. It's an anniversary edition, I don't know, 10 years of U.S. production or something like that. But, I don't know, my wife wasn't too happy about the idea, and I really didn't have a place to store it, and didn't feel like putting in the money it was going to take to get it back to roadworthy. It's been sitting for quite a while. And it's days like this when I go, yeah, I'm good.
Besides, the drivers out here today, man, it's not worth it.
Oh, there'd have been no chance, man, of me driving it to and from work. No way. That would have been a weekend cruiser. The way, like you say, the way they drive around here, there's no way I'd want to be on a motorcycle in this.
Today, man, they just don't pay attention. Plain and simple.
Well, even when they pay attention, they don't care anyway, man. It's every man for themselves out here.
They gotta make cars dummy proof, you know, with all this lane collision assist bullcrap and self-driving. Christ.
Some of the stuff they've done, like anti-lock brakes and traction control, that's all pretty cool, but now they got touch screens, and my wife's new car, you know, it's, everything's on a touch screen, a radio, and mapping, you know, you spend so much time looking at that screen, you're not looking where you're going. I'm good with just an AM, FM, sometimes CD, and cruise control, that I like. Some of this technology is just off the hook, man.
Never happened, just, you know, to having a vehicle with just crank windows, you know, with the vent windows in the front, vinyl floor, you know, just cruise control, and that's it, you know. None of this fancy crap.
My car's got vinyl floor. I don't have carpet in there. I didn't really want carpet because it's just too hard to keep clean. But, I mean, you know, like, there's some stuff that's cool, but all this other stuff where you got to touch a screen and look at the screen, everything is, nah. It's not even in front of you. It's off to the side, you know, so you're not really watching the road.
Instead of having manual gauges now, everything's all digital on the dash, as far as gauges go.
And you watch them in the wintertime when you get a little bit of snow and they're all over the road and into ditches. Man, I remember back 70s, you had bias fly tires, not even positive traction, you know. And you made it, you know. You had no problem. Nowadays, they got traction control, all-wheel drive, and radios, and snow tires, and blah, blah, blah. They can't keep on the road.
Nope. That's true.
I came down 13-mile road. So far, they got construction started and the lanes closed, but turned out to be not too bad, man. I only added a couple minutes to the drive, so if it stays like that, it won't be too bad. Because I went down 12 mile last week, and that road's just too bumpy, man. Way too bumpy. Pretty busy and bumpy. Now, I think if it had gotten too bad, I think I would have just taken Gross back north. But it didn't turn out to be too bad.
I hear ya. Yeah, today, westbound side was shut down from like 236 all the way up to like, it was shut down at the 236 because they were patching the road. And it was just one big parking lot all the way up to like the 243.
What time was that?
Around like 10 o'clock.
Ah, okay. I know my granddaughter, she was home for the weekend, and she said she was leaving this morning to go back to Eastern down Ypsilanti. She had class, I think, at 11, so hopefully she got through that with no problem.
No, okay. Yeah, hopefully not.
I worry about her driving through the city and everything. She tells me not to worry, but that'll never happen. I'll always worry about her. I know she drives like a lead foot, though. My God, that girl, man. She says, well, I just get in the left lane like everybody else and hammer down.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I mean, Ypsilanti's not a bad city. I mean, it's just, you know, yeah. You got to drive to Detroit to get to Ypsilanti, but I mean, as far as Ypsilanti goes, I've been through there. It's pretty nice.
Well, it's just the going through Detroit part of it. I hate to see her get broke down somewhere down there.
Yeah, it could be a painstaking, you know, scenario.
All right, buddy, I'm going to be hitting the rest area here pretty quick. It looks like it's fading in and out now. It must be water in the coax or something up there, but I will catch you in the morning, my friend.
Hey, we'll catch you later. You're coming into the repeater good. I mean, you're not even fading out. I still got you in there pretty strong. But we'll catch you later.
It's just bumping up and down here, getting about 2 to 3 bars. Excuse me, Mr. Blue G. Chuck, I'm sorry I had to get around you guys. Holy smokes. Anyway, yeah, I'll be getting that rest here, so I'll be dropping out, Mike. I'll catch you in the morning, WSBT 754.
We'll catch you later. WRWB at 49 will be clear.
WSEV 843, anybody out there listening?
WRVT 771. Anyone out there?
Who turned off the heat? It's cold out here.